am I speaking to Christina?
Uh-huh.
Hi, Christina. I'm calling from Oregon Opinion Surveys. I am not selling anything, ma'am. I am conducting an opinion survey and would like to ask you a few questions about issues facing your community and the nation. And your name was chosen at random, and your individual answers are confidential. You have a few minutes of your time to complete a survey.
Okay.
Okay, thank you. Okay, let's see here. I know it's a long way off, Christina, but what are the chances that you will vote in the November general elections for president and Congress? Will you definitely vote? Probably vote. Are the chances 50-50, or will you probably not vote?
Maybe 50-50.
Okay, thank you. Regardless of how you have previously voted, do you think of yourself as a Democrat, a Republican, an independent, or something else?
I'm a Democrat.
Okay. Now, would you call yourself a strong Democrat or not very strong Democrat?
Just normal. I'm not very into...
Actually, these are two answers. Strong or not strong?
Not strong.
Not strong, okay. Thank you. What is your age, Christina?
72.
Okay, thank you. Just to be sure we're representing everybody, may I ask your race? Are you white, black, Hispanic?
Hispanic.
Thank you.
Hispanic.
Okay. Thinking about the direction the country is headed in, generally speaking, are you very satisfied, dissatisfied, or very dissatisfied with the direction in which the country is headed?
Dissatisfied.
Okay. Now, I'd like you to rate your feelings, okay, towards some people and organizations using a scale from 0 to 100, on which 100 means that you feel very warm and favorable towards them. A 0 means that you feel very cold and unfavorable. And a 50 means that you do not feel particularly cold or warm, okay? You may use any number from 0 to 100 depending on how you feel. If you have no opinion or have never heard of a person or organization, please say so, okay? All right.
Mm-hmm.
Number one, Republicans in Congress. What would that scale be, the number from 0 to 100?
I'll say 40.
Okay. Second, Donald Trump.
Maybe 50. I'm not very happy with my party right now.
Okay. What about Kamala Harris?
Maybe I give her a 60, but it's not very,
okay.
Not very convinced.
Okay. Trump Project 2025.
I don't know, 40?
Any number, huh? Okay, any number from 0 to 100.
40.
Okay. Lori Chavez de Ramirez.
I never heard of her.
Okay. Joe Biden.
45.
Okay. J.D. Vance.
Maybe 30.
Okay. Janelle Bynum.
I never heard him.
You
heard him.
Okay. It's okay. It's a her. Janelle. Mega Republican. How many?
30.
Okay. Thank you. I thought I heard 30. It's just, it sounded a little bit far away. Okay,
mm-hmm.
Democrats in Congress, yes.
Mm-hmm. 50.
Okay. Thank you. Okay, if the election for U.S. Congress were held today, would you vote for the Democrat or the Republican?
I'd probably vote for the Democrat.
Democrat?
Mm-hmm.
Okay. I know it's still a long way off, but if the election for president were held today, would you vote for Green Party candidate Jill Stein, Independent Robert F. Kennedy Jr., Republican Donald Trump, Democrat Kamala Harris?
Maybe for Kennedy Jr.
Robert F. Kennedy Jr.? Okay. Mm-hmm. If the election for president were held today and the candidates were only Democrat Kamala Harris and Republican Donald Trump, for whom would you vote?
Probably not vote for any of them.
So would that be, okay, so the answers are Democrat Kamala Harris, and if you choose Harris, it's Lean Harris, or Republican Donald Trump, and you lean Trump. But then, you know,
Maybe Kamala Harris, you know.
Okay, so Harris. Kamala Harris, would that be like Lean mm-hmm. Harris or just Democrat mm-hmm. Kamala Harris?
Democrat.
Okay,
yeah.
Okay. Regardless of how you plan to vote, who do you think will win the presidential election? Would that be Democrat Kamala Harris, Republican Donald Trump, or someone else?
I hope someone else.
Okay. All right. And I know it's a long way off, but if the election for Congress were held today, would you vote for Democrat Janelle Bynum or Republican Lori Chavez de Remer?
Maybe I'll stay with the Democrats.
Okay. Or undecided?
Undecided, yeah.
Okay. Even though you say you are undecided, if you had to decide which candidate would you lean toward, Democrat Janelle Bynum or Republican Lori Chavez de Remer, if you are undecided, please say so.
Yeah, I'm decided.
Okay. Even though you are not supporting Janelle Bynum now, what are the chances that you might support her for Congress in November 2024? Is there a fair chance that you might support Bynum, a small chance, just a very slight chance, or no chance at all that you would?
Maybe a chance, a little chance.
A small chance? Okay.
Mm-hmm.
Thank you. Even though you are not supporting Lori Chavez de Remer now, what are the chances that you might support her for Congress in 2024? Is there a fair chance that you might support Chavez de Remer, a small chance, just a very slight chance, or no chance
maybe,
at all?
Maybe a small chance.
Okay. We are almost done, I promise, okay? And do you approve or disapprove of the way Joe Biden is handling his job as president?
I'm disapprove.
You disapprove? Is that somewhat disapprove or strongly disapprove?
A strong disapprove.
Okay. And do you approve or disapprove of the way Lori Chavez de Remer is handling her job as your member of Congress? Would that be strongly approved, somewhat approved, somewhat disapproved?
Somewhat approved.
Okay. Now, I want to read you a statement that Janelle Bynum has made about her and Bynum's response to get your reaction. Okay, now Janelle Bynum's opponent says she's a soft on crime liberal who is Oregon's most pro-criminal and anti-white victim politician. She supported a plan to release 2,000 criminals from jail and voted to give millions of dollars to groups that want to defund the police. And while Portland was being torn apart by rioters, Bynum said she was pleased to see the protest. Bynum is too liberal, and her actions have made it harder for police to do their job and shows that she cannot be trusted to keep Oregon families safe. Supporters of Janelle Bynum say this attack is just an attempt by Chavez de Remer to distract from her extreme record in Congress and the damage that she done to Oregon families. Now, Chavez the Premier supports a national abortion ban, even for victims of rape, and insists. Chavez the Premier has voted to cut Social Security and Medicare, strip health care protections away from Oregonians, and cut taxes for billionaires. She'll be just another rubber stamp for Donald Trump. Now that you have heard that information, I want to ask you again. If the election for Congress were held today, would you vote for Democrat Chanel Bynum or the Republican Lori Chavez de Remir?
I go for the one that doesn't want to take Social Security and all the help for police and all that.
Okay.
Which
so,
is...
Okay, so you're talking about Bynum. Okay.
Yeah, okay. Yeah.
So
No, I want the I want the people in jail, and I want the police to be able to help us.
Okay, all right. So you want to go with Janelle Bynum or Lori Chavez de Remir? Yeah.
Janelle Bynum.
Okay. Thank you. Now I'm going to read to you some doubts or concerns some people have raised about one of the candidates running for Congress in this case. I will be talking with you about Lori Chavez de Remir. Please tell me how much each one troubles you about supporting Chavez de Remir for Congress. A great deal, quite a bit, just somewhat, or not at all, okay? I'll read out the first statement, okay? Okay, now the first statement is, Lori Chavez de Remir voted to cut billions from our Border Patrol and Immigration Police, and she voted to defund federal law enforcement by 22%. Making it harder for them to do their jobs to protect us. Those cuts mean less money for investigations that stop human and narcotics trafficking, public corruption, kidnapping, terrorism, and cybercrime. She's voting to cut funding for law enforcement. At the same time, she wants to let billionaires cheat on their taxes. Lori.